Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 44. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 22 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 37. Highs level off around 38. Sunday, under overcast skies. 35. Monday, slight chance for snow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 14 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The 76th annual Pancake Day races are fast approaching, and there's still time to join. JP Bizet has more.
Registration has been extended through February 14th, but it's online only at pancakeday.net. The event features races for kids, a mascot competition, a mother-daughter race, and the famous International Pancake Day race. Limited spots remain, especially for the men's pacer and international race. This long-standing tradition brings the liberal community together for friendly competition and family fun. Don't miss your chance. Sign up before it's too late.
Police are trying to figure out who's responsible for damage to fiber optic cables. The Reno County Sheriff's Office posted this week about damage near the old Naval Air Base near the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center, southwest of Yoder in Hutchinson. Also, the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office has been investigating similar cases and made two recent arrests. Anyone with information should contact the sheriff's offices. The utility company is offering a reward. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The 109th District Representative Troy Waymaster of Bunker Hill has introduced House Bill 2148 on the floor of the Kansas House of Representatives. And House Bill 2148 would prevent the future abuse of Kansans' property rights through eminent domain and other powers granted under the Infrastructure Investments and Jobs Act for National Interest Electric Transmission Corridors, or NIETCS, defined under the Federal Power Act. The proposed legislation prohibits future public electric utilities from using eminent domain powers and acquiring line-sitting permits for use on land designed within the new NIETCs in Kansas. Waymaster said that during the past few months, he has heard growing concerns from many constituents over the detrimental impact of eminent domain and line-sitting processes under federal law. Current federal law not only usurps Kansas's rights within these matters, it also violates the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and the state's obligation to its citizens. He said it was his intent to resolve these concerns with House Bill 2148 and restore protections for Kansans' property rights. House Bill 2148 has been referred to the House Energy, Utilities, and Telecommunications Committee, though a hearing is yet to be scheduled. The 109th Kansas House District consists of the entire counties of Ellsworth, Lincoln, Osborne, Russell, and Smith. And Representative Waymaster has served the 109th District in the Kansas House of Representatives since 2013. Governor Kelly announced on Thursday her seventh attempt to expand Medicaid, which has continuously faced staunch opposition from Republican leadership. The Health Care Access for Working Kansans, or HAWC Act, would expand the option of Medicaid coverage to roughly 150,000 Kansans. Governor Kelly has proposed expansion every year she's been in office, touting its benefits for rural hospitals, healthcare workers, and the state economy. During the 2024 legislative session, Republican leadership allowed hearings on a Medicaid expansion bill for the first time in 4 years after pressure from Kelly and advocates. In October, an annual statewide survey from Fort Hays State University found that more than 70% of respondents support expansion. Representative Barbara Ballard of Lawrence and Senator Pat Peaty of Kansas City, Kansas, introduced the bills in the House Appropriations Committee and the Senate Ways and Means Committee. The governor claims Medicaid expansion would create 23,000 new jobs and add $1.2 billion in funding to the Kansas economy while reducing health care costs and safeguarding struggling rural hospitals, as about 62 rural hospitals in Kansas are at risk of closing. Kansas is one of nine states in the United States that have declined to expand Medicaid after the option to do so became available in 2010 under the Affordable Care Act. Expansion extends eligibility to people who earn up to 138% of the federal poverty level. Without expansion, an estimated 39,000 adults in Kansas are caught in a coverage gap, making too much to be eligible for Medicaid, but too little to enroll in private health insurance. The Super Bowl is time for people to gather and cheer on their favorite team. However, before the game kicks off on February 9th in New Orleans, the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind everyone to make a game-winning plan to drive sober, as alcohol-related crashes are preventable. Preliminary Kansas Department of Transportation data shows that 69 people lost their lives in alcohol-related crashes in Kansas in 2024, and nearly 1,000 others were injured. So, you should drive sober to save lives. Before the celebrations begin, you should create a plan that includes that hosts should provide non-alcoholic beverages and make sure guests have a safe way to get home. If fans choose to drink, make advance arrangements to use a designated driver, a rideshare, or a cab. If a friend is leaving a Super Bowl party impaired, take their keys. And if you see an impaired driver on the road, contact law enforcement. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said to remember that in addition to affecting other lives, a DUI can cost thousands of dollars and impact your job as well as the rest of your life. In Nebraska news, a man will spend almost 4 years behind bars after getting caught with a large cache of cocaine at a Nebraska rest area. 40-year-old Nicandro Garcia Perez of Mexico was sentenced on Thursday in federal court in Lincoln to 46 months in prison for possession with intent to distribute 5 kilograms or more of cocaine. In June 2023, a Nebraska state trooper saw a vehicle with a license plate violation at an Interstate 80 rest area near York, and the trooper talked with the driver, Garcia Perez, who gave permission to search the car. Troopers said they found multiple packages of cocaine in the spare tire compartment, and even more bricks were discovered under the second and third row seats. In total, law enforcement seized 22 bricks of cocaine weighing 55.86 pounds. After Garcia's out of prison, he will spend 2 years on supervised release as there's no parole in the federal system. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack sealing project will begin Monday, February 10th on U.S. 83. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 1.5 to Reference Post 13.79 south of McCook, and the work is anticipated to take 14 days. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now it's time to hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets starting today.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last couple of weeks have you been pretty busy there. Let's start off with you traveling up to Kearney, Nebraska for the duels up there. Always a good team atmosphere up there for you with the duels.
Yeah, overall, I was pretty happy with the way we wrestled at the duels. It was tough to win a lot of the duels because we were missing some guys, so I think we only had 8 of the 14 weights, so we were giving up 6 forfeits. So there was one or two duels. I think we lost one match, and we lost the duel. But we were able to compete with some really tough teams. I was really happy with the way we wrestled overall. There's a couple spots where I wasn't very happy, but that's going to happen at every tournament. We wrestled really well with a tough Columbus, Nebraska, tough Class A team up there, and I think we went 6-2, 6-3, so maybe we had 8 or 9 kids. But I was really happy with the way we competed with a really tough team, so overall I was happy.
On Saturday, you sent the girls to the Buffalo Open, which is held in St. Francis due to the Buffalo Open being in Atwood. Another nice finish for you there in St. Francis.
Yeah, we ended up second overall as a team, but overall I felt we wrestled well. It was tough because some of our kids that normally score us a lot of points were in 1 or 2 person round robins, so they weren't scoring a lot of team points for us, which made it hard to win the team title, but we had a lot of champions, and we had a lot of kids bring home medals, so I was happy with the way they wrestled there.
On Tuesday, you traveled over to Smith Center to the duel, and that was a pretty good duel for you there also.
Yeah, I felt we were very dominant in both duels. We between the boys and the girls, we lost a total of 3 matches. All on the boys' side had lost 2 by fall and 1 by decision, but overall we were very dominant. Girls almost, if we would have been able to fill all the weights, there's a chance we could have gotten a perfect duel, but we ended up winning 70-6. Really proud of the way they showed up and supported each other, and they wrestled really well, so which led into the next day at league.
On Friday was your league tournament, the Mid-Continent League, and that was held at Russell, and nice showing by both the boys and the girls.
Yeah, I was really happy. Girls' side, we were missing one person. We didn't have a 120-pounder, but we still wrestled really well, scored lots of bonus points, and were able to come away with a league title for the girls, and I was really happy for them. That's why we ended up naming them Wrestlers of the Week, was the whole team, because we felt that we, as a unit, we competed really well. And then on the boys' side, we were missing 2 varsity members, but we subbed in some JV guys, and they did well. They tried their best, scored a few points here and there, but overall it was going to be hard to compete with missing some guys, but we were still able to come away with a 3rd place, and we were right in the running for 2nd. So I was really happy with the way the boys competed, especially with how we brought in some JV kids, and they showed up and didn't bat an eye and just showed up to compete. So we also named the boys team Wrestlers of the Week.
Coach, this week doesn't get any easier for you. The Panther Classic, Friday the girls, Saturday the boys. What do you expect out of the Panther Classic?
I'm expecting some tough brackets and some good matches. I'm excited to see if our kids rise to the occasion. We've been competing at a high level, and I hope we can continue to do that, especially with girls' regionals being next week. There's going to be some tough teams with Abilene, and Great Bend's bringing some kids. I don't know how many, so I'm not sure if they're bringing their varsity or their JV, but they're bringing some, and a lot of teams that we don't see, like Chase County, and some other one in Minneapolis, some other teams that we don't typically see all the time, we get to see them a little bit right before state. So it's going to be good, kind of get a feel for what's around the state, big schools, small schools, get some good matches in. I'm looking forward to it.
Why don't you give us the format of the Panther Classic? Will they be using both gyms? What time will it start on Friday, and what time will it start on Saturday? And is both days the same teams?
So both days are, for the most part, the same teams. There's a few that come to the girls that don't come to the boys. I know for the boys, they're doing the varsity in the main gym and the JV in the other gym. I'm assuming they'll use all 4 mats for the girls since it starts at 3. I'm guessing it'll be split weight-wise, so probably about half in each based on how many the entries are. So 5 rounds and then finals for the girls, similar for the boys. There's a lot of 16 brackets, and there's a few 8s, and I think there's only 1 or 2 between boys and girls that are round robin. So there should be a lot of big brackets that hopefully we can get some good matches in.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck on Friday when you take the girls over for the Panther Classic, and then Saturday at 10 o'clock, it's the boys at the Panther Classic. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Brockelman, and good luck to the wrestlers starting today. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have sloppy joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pork nachos or pulled chicken sandwich, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: it should be sunny with a high near 44 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 22 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 37 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Saturday night, there'll be increasing clouds with a low around 16. On Sunday, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 38. And on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a high near 13. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday there is a 20% chance of snow after noon. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 34. On Tuesday, there's a 50% chance of snow. Should be cloudy with a high near 16. On Wednesday, a 40% chance of snow. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 21. And on Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 28. Currently, with a few clouds, it is 18 degrees. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is east at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.10. The dew point is 12 degrees. And the current wind chill is 10 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Travis Kelce spoke to the media for the final time this week, and he talked about how Andy Reid has really shaped his career, and it all goes back to his brother Jason.
I got a heads up from my brother, right? My brother was with him in Philly for a couple years, and the biggest thing is my brother was like, take advantage of the opportunity. He's an unbelievable coach. He's a player's coach, but at the same time, he's going to hold you accountable. I think the first really year to 2 years I was with Coach Reid, I was like, man, this guy's not messing around. Like, there wasn't too much of the personality that I see now, knowing that he's like a father figure to me. He's like I don't know, one of my uncles growing up that I respect so much because of who he is. And I owe everything to that man and my career and where it's gone, where I was at Cincinnati and where I am now, man. I have nothing but respect for Coach Reid and how he's helped me get to where I am in life.
Kelce and the Chiefs will take on the Eagles Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for a chance to be the first team to ever three-peat. You can watch Super Bowl 59 on Fox at 5:30 p.m. Sunday. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
ValleyBet.com. Cattlemen, now is a good time to add a Powder River tub and alley system to your handling facilities. Built tough for the long duration, you will appreciate the convenient features of Powder River equipment made in the USA since 1938. From slant bar feeder panels, heavy-duty gates and corral panels to squeeze chute choices for the ranch, your cattle working hours will become more enjoyable and much more efficient. For tax planning purposes, many producers are now upgrading their cattle handling equipment as a prudent investment in their future major operation. View the strong green line of Powder River equipment at valleybet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleybet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleybet.com, valleybet.com,
Valleybet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.